Greetings, world. Carmen Veal here, founder of Brown Skin Women and creator of the Design Your Life Guide. I'm excited to finally make time to create this guide to connect with women beyond my home state so that you can also design your life and live the life that you imagine. You may already know I founded Brown Skin Women as a result of chopping off my damaged, relaxed hair to embrace it in its natural state. I had absolutely no clue what I was doing, no professional guidance, no anything to really help me figure this out. It was really a matter of me winging it and figuring the steps out as I went along. What that ended up doing was inspiring a journey of natural living and self-love and self-care and self-development. It made me care more about what I put into my body, how I treated myself, my thoughts. Mental wellness became huge to me. And so I've been able to share these experiences over the year in no real rhyme or reason sort of way. It was just me sharing, you know, today is Tuesday and here's what I did. And today is Saturday and here's what I've done. And it just continued to pull women in more and more and more. And so I decided after all these years, I wanted to make this a structured, organized program that women can access no matter where you are in the world and apply what I've applied in my life in your own. Of course, you're going to customize it so that it applies to who you are and what you are and where you are. But the guide is the same. It's really a matter of following some very basic steps that I have established, that I've used on clients, that I've used with friends and family, and has proven to be something that can work for anyone as long as you do the work. So what I'm going to do now is just outline what is to come. First, acknowledge and accept where you are and what you are struggling with. Second, transition and growth. What specific areas of your life can use some fine-tuning and improvement? Step 3, perspective. Think about what it is you would love to do or become and prepare to take the steps to design your life and become those things. Step 4, goal dig, which is my favorite. What is it that you would really like to do? And create a plan to always make sure you are working towards achieving that goal. Step 5, choosing choice. Choosing to be great, no matter how difficult it gets, no matter how hard it becomes, no matter how much you feel like giving up, you have to always choose to not give up, to not succumb to fear and doubt, to not let yourself slip so deep into the abyss that you can't pull yourself back out. I'm not saying that this isn't going to happen. The fear and the doubts creeping in and you pausing and life happening and illnesses and deaths and everything that makes living and being a human on this earth a thing, it's going to happen naturally. But it's all in the mind, how you choose to overcome and how quickly you bounce back. And that's what Design Your Life is all about. So with those 5 steps, I'm going to share with you amazing ways that you can achieve goals in both your personal and professional life, but doing it from a place of intention, doing it from a place of self-care, self-love, so that when you are going out into the world and you are having these relationships with people, be it platonic, be it intimate, be it business, be it personal, whatever it is, you are operating from a space that makes you feel whole. And if you know how to treat yourself, then you will show other people how they should treat you and not accept anything less. And so that's what Design Your Life is all about. I am excited. You just don't understand how giddy I am. I know you can hear the big cheesy smile I have on my face through my words, but I'm really excited because I'm someone who came from a very dark place, from a very dark past, from a very difficult struggle background and upbringing, and I turned my life around. And if I can do it, anybody, anywhere in this world can do it too. I adore you. I look forward to connecting with you again soon.